You know, it's now up to the federal Liberal government to sell a spending plan that it says will help younger Canadians catch up to their elders. Well, so far, if unsurprisingly, their critics and political rivals are unimpressed. Jay Goldberg is the Ontario director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. I reached out to him today to see what he finds wrong with it.
The federal Liberal government says it wants to help younger Canadians catch up to their elders. So that's why they've made some of these changes that are coming out, whether it's spending or whether it's tax hikes. What do you think about what was announced yesterday?
Well, it's really not helping. It's not helping young people. It's not helping seniors. It's not helping anyone. We are spending a truckload of money on debt. This year, we're going to be spending about $56 billion on debt interest. We're spending the same amount of money on debt interest as the federal government spends on health care. And it's also the same amount of money as the federal government brings in through the GST. So we wouldn't even need a federal sales tax if we weren't paying all this debt interest to bondholders on Bay Street. Imagine how much better the lives of anyone from their 20s to their 80s would be if they didn't have to pay a federal sales tax. So we're also seeing deficits as far as the eye can see. There's no plan to balance the budget. We're looking at a $40 billion deficit this year and next year. And even 5 years from now, they're only looking at possibly $20 billion. And that's if they don't add any extra spending in future years, which based on the record, we know they will do. So what this was a tax and spend budget that's really not going to benefit any age group, old or young.
Yeah, and just the interest payments are kind of obscene to hear the amount.
Yeah, the interest payments are shocking. You know, it's essentially we're paying about $1 billion a week in debt interest. And, you know, $1 billion can get you a new hospital. That's a lot of money. And we are just sending that to bondholders on Bay Street. And again, that doesn't decrease the debt. All that is like paying the interest on your credit card bill. You're not paying it off. You're not paying it down. You're just paying the interest over to the company so that they can take and use it for what they want. So debt is going up. It's doubled now under the Trudeau government. We're past $1.2 trillion, and debt interest payments are soaring.
Trillion is the number I always think of with the U.S. when I think of budgeting, not here.
No, I mean, it's shocking because, yeah, when Prime Minister Trudeau took office, the debt in Canada was about $620 billion, and now it's double that. So in the past 8.5 years, this government has single-handedly doubled the debt here in this country. And so, you know, we have to be concerned when you're spending over $50 billion a year on debt interest. And again, we're talking about $1.2 trillion of debt at the federal level. But if you add in our provinces, and we know here in Ontario, there's a deficit of about $10 billion. We have $400 billion of provincial debt. If you start adding everything up, this country is nearly $2 trillion in debt when it comes to government debt. And that has to concern people all over this country.
From what came out of the budget, there was a lot of spending and a lot of moves to try to help people buy houses. There's a lot of talk for the last couple of weeks about housing and what to do to make it more affordable. Are you feeling like any of those moves at all are going to help?
Look, some of their moves on the supply side are good things. I think that the government's late to the party on this. You know, we should have been really pushing to build more homes faster about 10 years ago. So the government is currently scrambling to pick up the pieces. What we've seen at multiple levels is efforts to promote housing growth. But part of the issue that we face with this government in particular at the federal level is they've come up with a lot of policies that focus on the demand side. So how do we help people make their down payment? You know, how do we help them save for their first home? But the ultimate question is, do we have enough homes for enough people? And the answer has been no up until this point. We're increasingly short when it comes to homes. And so the focus really needs to be on the supply side of the equation. It's great to try to help people get their first home, but if they're taking on a mortgage of $1 million or more and can never pay it back, and it's a huge portion of monthly expenses, that's not really an ideal scenario. And so what the government needs to do, the federal government, the province, really get out of the way, and help the supply of houses, stimulate supply, get builders to build more homes faster, and that's going to be the key to solving the housing crisis, not all of these fancy demand-side programs that are essentially just fueling the inflation fire and the pattern we've seen of soaring housing prices over the past decade.
Now, of course, the carbon tax still there, not much change there. So your thoughts on that, because I know that you're you are totally against the carbon tax.
Well, look, it's a very expensive thing for families here in Canada. We know that the average household in Ontario, even after the rebates, is losing $627. That's a lot of money. That's 3 weeks of groceries for a family of four. And look, here in Canada, we're about 1.5% of global emissions. And at the same time, the Trudeau government is essentially shutting down the construction of any new natural gas facilities to export our LNG. At a time when they're imposing a very punishing carbon tax on Canadians, we are seeing countries like India and China building coal plants in record numbers. They're building coal plants extremely quickly. And so I think the federal government is taking a very narrow view on the environment, which is being, you know, let's try to punish Canadians to get emissions down. What they should be doing is exporting our clean energy to the rest of the world so that countries like India and China will stop building coal plants. That would do far more for the environment than a punishing carbon tax that's only hurting family budgets here at home.
Were you hoping that something would have maybe changed in the budget on that?
Well, you know, we know that if you look around the country, the number of people that are coming against the carbon tax, coming out against it, it is growing and growing by the day. When you're about to see tomorrow, we're looking at a 14-cent increase in gas prices at the pumps.
Yeah.
We're paying 17 cents a liter on gas. And so if you drive a minivan, you're going to pay $13 in carbon taxes alone just to fill up. And these are folks who have to get to work, get their kids to school, go to the grocery store, and we don't have alternatives. So ultimately, we have a government in Ottawa that's out of touch with the realities of the lives of Canadians. Heating your home is not optional, driving your kids to school is not optional, and they're punishing people for those very things. So I think we're seeing a very strong movement against the carbon tax. Most premiers are against it. There's a lot of provincial Liberal leaders that are against it. Bonnie Crombie has said she wouldn't impose one provincially if she becomes premier. So I think the tide has turned, and ultimately it's going to be either up to the Trudeau government to recognize that and change course, or they could very well lose office in the next election.
Anything else you'd like to bring up that you noticed or paid attention to in that budget?
Sure. I would say the one additional thing is that the government is planning, they're increasing the capital gains tax. Mm-hmm. They're looking to bring in about $19 billion more over the next 5 years. My concern with that is that it's going to drive out investment because the whole idea of capital gains is that folks have invested money in the economy. The economy is going well. Businesses grow. They have profits off of that, and so therefore they're earning those profits. This is just going to further encourage people to go south of the border where taxes are far lower. And so what the government should have done yesterday is found a way to find savings to keep that deficit under $40 billion. Not to come up with new taxes that could drive away business investment and investment of wealthy entrepreneurs who might actually want to contribute to the Canadian economy.
It was great talking to you, Jay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Jay Goldberg, Ontario Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. They're calling on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to scrap the carbon tax as the gas prices soar.